What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune in to You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Hi, Marcia. How you look like something on your mind, so? It's what? Tell me, it's the divorce?
Well, I'm good, you know. I went to see my lawyer yesterday, and she says since me and James can't agree on how to split our assets, it looked like the court will have to share it up for us, 50-50.
Okay, so how you feel about that?
Well, it better than the way how James wanted to divide it. He feels that because he worth more money than I do, he must get most of the things and just leave me with our apartment. Not even one of the cars him no want give me. So it better we let the law share it up.
I hear you. Well, whatever happened, I just hope you'll be okay.
Yeah, man, I'm good. It's all for the best. I'm actually on my way to another meeting with my lawyer, so we will talk, all right?
All right. So on taxi, I'll come here later.
James and Marcia's assets will most likely be divided by the courts using the provisions of the Property Rights of Spouses Act. We'll tell you more about this piece of legislation in this edition of You and the Law. Welcome to the program. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Attorney at Law and Women's and Children's Rights Advocate Margaret May McCauley says the passage of the Property Rights of Spouses Act was preceded by a time when married women had virtually no say in how their property was divided, and the court was guided by common law principles in ruling on issues of equity of matrimonial property.
Married women suffered from a great number of disabilities, which were either put in practice by financial institutions, mortgage companies, all sorts of institutions. There wasn't a definite legal provision which clearly dealt with the entitlement of spouses to family property and what happens when they break up, what happens to the property.
In 2004, Parliament passed the Family Property Rights of Spouses Act.
It was to make this whole issue a legislative matter. Quite unfairly, lots of women's groups thought.
Women's rights groups had been advocating for legislation similar to the Property Rights of Spouses Act for 30 years. But by the time it finally became a reality in 2004, things had changed.
Lots of women were employed and earning very good salaries. Lots of them had bought their own properties from their earnings, and lots of them were in the position that the male used to be in when women were initially lobbying for this legislation. And so they thought that the same things that they had asked for 30 years before should not be what was passed. However, that's what was passed.
The Property Rights of Spouses Act gives both spouses the right to apply for a share in the matrimonial property. They also have equal right to apply for a share of every bit of property acquired during the union, even if they were held in joint names or individually. The Act is specific about what can be classified as property and is therefore up for division.
It means any real or personal property, any estate or interest in real or personal property, any money, any negotiable instrument or debt or other chosen action, or any other right or interest, whether in possession or not, to which the spouses or either of them is entitled. So even if the spouses are expecting property to inherit or some property to come to them in the future, that property goes into the pot as well for distribution.
The Property Rights of Spouses Act also applies to common law unions.
And common law spouses means that they live together for no less than 5 years, continuously as man and wife. They both should have been single person. So either you're legally divorced or you were never married or you're a widow or widower when you live together.
The application of the Property Rights of Spouses Act is not automatic. It provides that spouses who are parting ways can craft a legally binding settlement agreement. But if no such agreement is forthcoming and the parties are in dispute, then the law is used by the court as a guide in arriving at a settlement. That's it for this edition of You and the Law. Thanks for having joined us. With studio engineer Prince Moore, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.